There's no doubt about it. We live in a world where human activity is critically affecting the environment. Exploring this concept through dance, Sydney-based choreographer Christina Chan is looking at this relationship between humans and nature in a trilogy of works. She'll be unveiling part two of the series, Mountain, at Campbelltown Arts Centre from April 13 to 14, and she joins us on the line now. Hello, Christina.
Hi.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So what kind of drew you to the subject of climate change as a theme for this series of works?
Well, I guess it was a gradual progression. When I first became interested in making my own work, because I've been a dancer and performer in many works over the last almost 19 years now. So once I began to make my own work, I was really questioning what it is that's of interest to me, and there were all these connections coming up with my personal interest with the environment and wanting to connect to nature, but then also choreographically, how do I work in the space, particularly alone, because that's how I began choreographing, just myself in an empty studio, sort of working with myself in the space. And so all these connections started to come up with how did I want to move, and what moved me, and why would I move? All these questions have been, you know, sort of bubbling in the back of my mind for many years. And everything that sort of came up that was of interest was environmental in some way. Like, for instance, how can I be moved by wind? Or I guess it was like I was trying to find some kind of dancing impetus, or like almost like a partner to dance with. And I started exploring these external landscapes, but then also internal landscapes, and that gave me inspiration to move my body and break out of the restrictions that dancing for so many years has sort of were sort of blocking me. But then also connecting to my interests. So, like, it really all kind of just aligned and made sense after, you know, quite a few attempts, maybe a couple of years of grappling with what is it that I want to make? Like, what's this bubbling inside of me?
Yeah. So you debuted part one of Faint Existence at Liveworks. How did that, what kind of aspect of the environment and climate change did you explore in that one?
Yeah, that was my first major work that I made with an amazing team of collaborators. So I think through the process of making that work, I realised that climate change is a very difficult subject to dance.
It's quite complicated.
There are a lot of questions. What am I dancing about? What is this? How do I translate these ideas through my body and then to an audience? And it became very apparent that actually the work isn't necessarily about climate change, but it's like a personal response, or thinking about, particularly in that work, because it was a solo work, how does the individual contribute to the world, or how do we relate to our environment, and how are we impacted by it, and how do we impact? So it was a very, you know, personal response to what is happening in that climate change idea, like, of concepts, and is it, you know, I'm quite a strong believer in that it is happening, but, you know, there's many questions around that. And then it really came back to these personal, really internal landscapes as well. It's like, how do we individually cope with change? And, like, there's a real connection for me in these works about internally and who we are and our personal experiences, and then the outside world as well, and how they're reflected between the two.
Yeah. So with part two, Mountain, which is coming up in a couple of weeks' time, how does this kind of differ? Like, what direction are you taking from A Faint Existence into Mountain?
Well, I guess, firstly, I'm working with the, most of the collaborators are the same collaborators that we work together on A Faint Existence. So already there's a connection between the two works. And that's actually when the idea of this trilogy came to play. We were discussing how actually it's a continuation of our the practice we're developing and the language that we're developing together. And actually you can't express all of these things that we were trying to investigate in one work. It seemed, you know, impossible, and all these other things were coming up. So then once we started making Mountain, things have already evolved in how we're thinking about these ideas of environmental change and how we relate to our environment. And so with Mountain, the main focus is really on these concepts of invisible or lost landscapes. So it's like this idea of we're creating this space that holds the presence of a mountain that maybe once existed, that no longer exists. So it's like working with memory and what could be lost and existential threat and life forces that perhaps once existed in this place. So it's an imagined place based on memory and of what we know of certain landscapes, but it's very timeless in a sense, but we're also working with time scales that are greater than what we can physically comprehend, like the time scale of a mountain compared to the time scale of a human and or even just humankind, and how do we fit into that narrative and, yeah, the hierarchy of that and how we relate to that. Mm. So it's a little bit, it's sort of gone on a different, it's still, we're still looking for the personal within this big universal sort of concept, but, yeah, it's more sort of about what has been lost. So it's like a future ritual to remember what was.
Yeah. Now, for part two of A Mountain, you're kind of expanding things, because for the first one you were performing solo, but this time you're actually performing with two other people, dancers Marnie and Melanie Palomares.
Yeah.
So how did that collaboration come about, and how did that kind of change the energy from solo to now a group work?
Yeah. I've known Marnie and Mel for a number of years, just through, I guess, the industry, through the dance world, and then in recent years working together on other projects. And I really was interested in working with two other females. So it's an all-female cast. So I feel like the work is very feminine in the way that we're looking into nature and the body and how we connect with it. And perhaps that's because it's being developed by females. and yeah, it's a very different experience for me as a choreographer, because even though I was in the solo work, like I was a performer, I felt like it's very different being the only person in the space and being kind of in this, I guess, in a sense, like having some kind of control over the composition and what's happening in the moment. But there's a lot of, I'm learning a lot through being involved in this performance with two other performers who are highly experienced and amazing. Like, there's nothing for me to worry about. It's just trying to deal with this inside, internal world that we're in, like being on the inside and then also looking at it from the outside, which again comes back to this reflection of what the work is about as well, like this internal, how we relate personally to this external world that we live in. Yeah, and it's there's a lot more options with three bodies in the space. So it's becoming more complex in, I guess, practicing, making, and, yeah, what the work is.
So, as you mentioned, more bodies in this space. The space you are working in is the Campbelltown Arts Centre. How has it been working within that area?
Yeah, Campbelltown Arts Centre is such an incredible space, and the staff here are just amazing. I feel like I've had such support. Like, to be an independent artist, making work is, you know, it has its challenges, and to be at Campbelltown Arts Centre as an artist in residence, it's like I feel like I have so much room to be able to really focus on the practice and the making and the developing of this work, and just even the developing of our collaboration. Whereas often, yeah, there's many roles that play within making work, all the administration that has to occur and organising, and yeah, so the Arts Centre has been fantastic. I must say that actually I feel like in the next week we need to do a bit of an excursion into the outdoors, because we have been working inside mostly, but yeah, and from memory of what an environment is that we're trying to create. So, yes, you've just made me think about being in this area and what this area has to offer.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Christina. We can't wait to see Mountain and where the series evolves for part 3, yet to be named, I hear.
Yeah, me too.
But thanks again. You can catch Mountain at the Campbelltown Arts Centre from April 13 to 14, so a couple of weeks away.
Thanks so much.